Precious Rabbi Jachter, it's a very big schus for me to speak about Rav Lichtenstein, V'afal pi she'eini ro'i v'hagun l'chach. These are not divrei hesped. Obviously, it's Rosh Chodesh. And if you look in the Rambam, as Rabbi Jachter just mentioned, the din of hesped is really only during Shiva. But I'm going to just try to share a few words, really, of Talmud Torah. And what I mean by that is the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah tells us that for rare few individuals who are so deeply immersed in Torah, as Rabbi Jachter described so masterfully, the pasuk in Tehillim applies, Ki'im b'toras Hashem chefzo uvisoraso yege yomam valayla levasof nases toraso. So in describing an Adam Gadol B'Yoser, a giant of Torah and of chesed, of an integrity, and of Yirah Shamayim, so one is really, in a certain sense, studying Torah, levasof naases toraso. Rav Lichtenstein would very often quote his father, Rabbi Dr. Yechiel Lichtenstein, that most important virtue in life, this is based on the Chovos HaLevavos, is Hakaras HaTov, is to express gratitude towards those who have done good things for us as the basis of all of Avodas Hashem. A brief story, and then you'll see why I'm beginning here. When Rav Lichtenstein was already very old and unwell, he was at a wedding, heard this from the person who he asked to assist him in this expression of Hakaras HaTov, and he recognized on the other side of the wedding hall a woman that he had seen first some 70 years before. Rav Lichtenstein was born in France in 1933. His family came as refugees, the Second World War, to the United States of America. He spent some time in Clarksville, Mississippi, spent some time in Baltimore, spent some time in Chicago, and then primarily in New York. When he was in Baltimore, he was still very much an immigrant. He didn't speak a proper English yet. He dressed as a European child would, and other children did not want to play with him. And he recognized this woman who he hadn't seen, said, in about 70 years at that time, and he asked the person, he had trouble walking, to help walk him over to that person. So the person who was helping him didn't understand why Rav Lichtenstein wanted to go to speak to this woman, but of course, he complied. And Rav Lichtenstein said to the woman, "Bezeh halashon, I'm sure you don't remember me," the anivus to which Rabbi Jachter referred, "but when I was a little boy in Baltimore, nobody would play with me. You played with me. And I want to say thank you." Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol birya, Hashem never forgets a tova. And the Rebbe, he never forgot good things that people had done for him. And so he tried to be makir tov. So I'm not right to say things about Rav Lichtenstein, but I want to be makir tov for my family. After the Holocaust, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, who had come from a rabbinic family, his grandfather had studied in Valazhin under the Netziv. So things were very difficult in America, and there was a conventional view that you couldn't really produce godless patora in America. It hadn't been seen. But my grandfather had a deep nostalgia for the Torah learning that he had been exposed to through his grandfather. So he used to go and sit in the back of the shiurim that the Rav would give. And one day, a young man appeared, said he was born outside of the United States, but he's basically American, entered the Rav Shir at 17, and my grandfather didn't know who he was. And the Rav was giving a shir, and Gemara for Gemara, Rashi for Rashi, Tosfos for Tosfos, Rambam for Rambam, here's this young man embodying what the Gemara Masechet Kiddushin tells us, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chavav, Kein b'nei hanu urim ashrei hagever asher mileyes hashpaso mehem lo yivoshu ki yadabar es oivim bashar. My oivim bashar, the Gemara says, harav v'talmido avu b'no Nasu Oivim Zaza B'Milchamta Shel Torah. And he was matching the Rav line for line. And at that point, my grandfather turned to his brother, who was also a survivor of the war, and he quoted from a Gemara in Masechta Yuma, where the Gemara says, Lama Nikru Sheman Anshe Knesses HaGedola. Why were they called the Anshe Knesses HaGedola? The 120 rabbis, and there were Nevi'im amongst them who gave us all of our tefillos and brachos, because they were machzir ateres liyoshna, because they restored the crown and glory of Torah. So my grandfather, who saw the desolation of Torah in the war, when he came to America, he was sure Torah could never continue. And he saw Rav Aaron as a young man, and he realized that Torah was forever, and that it gave my grandfather tremendous chizuk to see that godless Torah could be produced in America. Of course, when it came time for his son, my father, Avi Mori, to go to yeshiva, of course, there wasn't a discussion. He had to go learn by Rav Lichtenstein. And of course, the same was true for us, for his grandsons as well. The Gemara Yevamos that we think about now, Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Baboker Zerah Asarecha V'lo Erev Al Tanach Yadecha Incha Yodeh Ze Yichshar Ze Oze V'im Shneim Ke'echad Tovim. And the Gemara applies this pasuk, as we know, to Rabbi Akiva, who we're thinking about now, who had 24,000 students in his youth, and he lost them all, B'vnei Shenot Lonagu Kavod Ze Baze. And Rabbi Akiva didn't give up, and Rabbi Akiva continued to work very hard, and he raised another generation of Talmidim, Ad Shigia, Rabbi Akiva, Yisrael, Rabbi Osinu, Shebedarim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Shamua, V'heim, Heim, Hamidu, Taro, Sasha. They were responsible for, of course, the Mishnah, all the Midrashei Halacha, basically everything came from Rabbi Akiva's second efforts, the Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rabbi Lichtenstein taught Rabbi Jachter and his generation of Talmidim, taught my father. And when I came to yeshiva, he was 70 years old, but his work ethic was stronger than any of us when we were 17 and 18 years old. The work ethic was beyond description in words. The yeshiva honored him at his 70th birthday party. They had to surprise him because he would never have allowed any kind of public honoring of himself. And I'll never forget the speech that he gave when he was 70 years old, and he was sholeit b'chol chadrei haTorah. He knew everything, and he didn't just know it, but he lived it. And Rav Lichtenstein gave a speech, of course, thanking people and saying, you know, how embarrassed he was, anybody should pay attention to him. He said, you know, I'm 70, I know that, but I want to continue to grow in Torah. I don't want to just, he said in Hebrew, lachzik ma'amad. I don't just want to stay healthy and be able to retain my knowledge, but I want to try to my best to grow in Torah. Unfortunately, the next decade he suffered a lot. It wasn't exactly possible. But who at the age of 70, as the recognized, as Rabbi Jachter said so beautifully, is a recognized authority in his field, who aspires that, like that? But that was our Rebbe. He tried his very hardest every single day to serve Hashem and to learn Torah to the very best of his ability. And that's really what he asked from us. The Gemara Masechta Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis tells us Arba Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, that there are four things that we always need to be mechazik ourselves in: Torah, Tefillah, Masim Tovim, and Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, you find different interpretations of what Derech Eretz means. There's a Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed, and the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Tes, One of them interprets Derech Eretz to mean Talmud Torah. One of them, it means Parnassa. The Rav Lichtenstein Tarasum Nuso, it was all unified together. But Rashi comments on that Gemara in Brachos that a person has to work Bechol Kolcho. That's what it means when the Gemara says Derech Eretz requires Chizuk. And as you heard from Rabbi Jachter, Rav Lichtenstein felt at two levels that it was required of him and of all of us to try to apply ourselves in all areas of life, but especially in whatever our vocation would be, to the utmost. First of all, there was the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras in Perek Yud Gimel, which he quoted us so often, when the Rambam refers not to Yosef as a tzaddik, we call him Yosef a tzaddik usually, but to Yaakov as a tzaddik, because Yaakov, when he worked in Beis Lavan, even though Lavan was tricking him all the time, Hayisi vayom achalani chore vekerach balayla vatidach nasi me'elai treifalo evesi elechan ochiach atenam yadit tevakshene genuv tiyom ugenuv tiyilayla, and yet Yaakov never compromised his standards. And Lichtenstein in Dine Mamanos, he never ever compromised his standard, and he felt if the yeshiva was paying him, he owed it to the yeshiva, and he would tell that to all of us. He would tell that to all of us, that we had to work very hard, whatever our vocation would be, that we could never, ever cheat our employer. If your parents are paying tuition, you owe it to them. You have to be 100% honest. I want to tell you a short story that relates to this point before coming back to the other reason that one has to work very, very hard. And with that, I'll conclude. When I was in yeshiva, we just had so many losses over the weekend. There was a terrible pigua, a terrorist attack in Otniel. The yeshiva was having a Shabbaton together with another yeshiva about 15 minutes away, Otniel, that was founded by a Talmud of a Rebbe from my father's generation, a man named Rav Re'em HaKohen. He opened up a yeshiva in Otniel. On Friday night, terrorists broke into that yeshiva where there were Talmidim from Otniel and Har Etzion together. And through the Mesiris Nefesh of the Talmidim who were working in the kitchen, the terrorists came in. If that's the kitchen behind me, they were going to break into the cafeteria and slaughter all of the boys. And one of the Talmidim who was working in the kitchen saw what was going to happen, and there was a very heavy door, and he bolted the door from the inside. He was Moser Nefesh. He sacrificed his life so the Mechabel, the terrorist, wouldn't be able to go into the Chadar Ocha, and everybody's life was saved. This is on a Friday night, about a month in December. About a month later, there were some Talmidim who apparently took off a few hours from our regular Limud to watch the Super Bowl. Rav Lichtenstein wrote a note, and he asked one of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva, who was here this morning, to read it to us. And it said the following, and I quote, "I'm sorry that I'm unable to deliver this message in person, but I am required to participate in a shloshim, in an azkara, and a memorial for the students who died in Otniel." The Talmud Yerushalmi says that one of the Amoraim sent his son to learn in Yeshiva, and he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, as Rabbi Jachter relayed in the context of his father, he asked the Rosh Yeshiva how his son was doing in Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva responded that my son is a very big Baal Chesed. Of course, that meant that he wasn't involved in Torah, he was involving himself in Chesed. Chesed in general is a good thing, but when one is in Yeshiva, one should be focused on Talmud Torah, Kedeket Kulam. And so the father sent to his son a letter, the Yerushalmi records, "Hamibli ein kvarim b'Tiveria," where there are no people who were suffering here, who were in need of kvura, who were in need of chesed in Tiveria, that I had to send you to yeshiva. So Rav Lichtenstein made us aware of the Yerushalmi because we weren't him, so at 17, 18 years old, we didn't know the Yerushalmi. And he concluded this line of Musar, this letter, with one line: "Please draw the analogy and the Kal Vachomer for yourselves." Please draw the analogy and the Kal Vachomer for yourselves. The second reason that Rav Lichtenstein felt, in addition to the honesty in Dine Mamanos, that we had to exert ourselves to the greatest extent possible, is because Rav Lichtenstein felt truly that every moment that one has in this world is a gift to come back to Hakaras HaTov. And our way of showing gratitude to Hashem for giving us life and affording us the opportunity to do meaningful things in this world, whether it's Torah, whether it's Tefillah, whether it's Chesed, whether it's whatever area of Derech Eretz, whatever vocation you would choose to apply yourselves to. If Hashem gave us the opportunity, then we owe it to Him to try to do our very, very best in all areas of life, in our Talmud Torah, in our Chesed, in our Tefillah, one day, God willing, by you in your role as parents, as fathers, as spouses, with no shortcuts whatsoever, to try your very best to put in an honest day's work in service of Hashem in all areas of life. Conclude with a Maimar Chazal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Mishnah Avos, tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omar, Im lamata Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, don't give yourself too big a yashir koach, ki lekach notzarta, because you were created for this. Rav Lichtenstein lamad Torah harbe, he learned more than I can describe, but more than I can imagine. He was never machzik tova la'atzmo. He never became arrogant. Rabbi Jachter said, "B'makom shatamotze galuso, shamatamotze anvisanuso." He was the most modest person I ever met. Ki lekach notzarta, because he believed that's what we were created for—to serve Hashem. And always struck me that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin says, "Amr lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo hikdimo adam shalom me'olam afilu nachri shebashok." That in addition to his mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Gemara in Sukkah and Kaf Ches says, lo niach mikra, mishnah, gemara, talmud, halachos, agados, all the way to avayos and avaya v'rava, davar katan, davar gadol. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was always the first to say hello, Jew and Gentile alike, relating to everybody for the Tzelem Elokim that they were created in. Yehi Ratzon, may it be Hashem's will that the memory of Rav Lichtenstein remind us that it is possible to be a person of sensitivity, to treat everybody with respect, to be honest in all dini mamonos, and to come to know Hashem through the very, very careful study of His Torah without ever becoming an arrogant person, without ever losing one's temper, as the Rambam says, we always go to the extreme in anivus and in avoiding kaas. May the fact that we saw some of us, and for your Rebbeim to try to set a good example for you, that we saw such a person walk the face of the earth, remind us, lo nisna Torah l'malachi asharis, that it is possible, yagata umatzasa ta'amin.